Mike, welcome back, Fukuoka Fat Guys.
Yep, much, much fatter this time.
Episode 13, not 11-11.
11.5, 11.3.
We're sorry for the number snafu last week.
Yeah, math. Not my forte.
Hey, it's all right. It's the changing of the weather. It's messing us up mentally.
Yep, it's actually pretty nice. Man. Yeah. Sakura lasted a long, long time this time.
Yeah, and it feels really nice in your house today. It's nice and warm and everything. It's...
Yeah, usually we don't have air conditioning, so that means there's no heater where we are at the studio, aka the apartment. But home. Usually it's like a refrigerator. Like a refrigerator.
It's nuts. What, even though it was spring for the past couple weeks, because there's nothing, and this house is so big, like walking on the floor is like walking on ice. Man, people were like wearing jackets under blankets and stuff, so...
Yeah. If you come over, can I have a blanket?
It's all right. It's getting good. But, updates. First one, we got to give a big shout-out to the demon in the family, a.k.a. my supposed little sister from the bowels of hell.
She's going to arrest your ass.
She is a full-fledged officer now.
Ossifer.
Uh-huh. So, for all you minorities on there, hands up, don't shoot. Get that tattooed somewhere.
Yeah, Asia, big props. Congratulations to you.
If anything happens to me, we all know who did it. Legally, I guess. Call but, Johnny Cochran's ghost.
But, man, we're looking at the pictures, and damn, girl, you put in some work.
Oh, yeah, she lost, I think, like 30 pounds, she said.
Yeah, consistency pays off, girl. Just keep at it.
She's doing the damn event before we even started. Fucker. God damn it. Cheating and shit, running every day. It's all right, we gonna catch up.
Cheating.
Working
you're
out.
Doing something.
Working out in our world.
Why you gotta breathe, man?
So what's new with you? What are the updates? What's going on in your world?
Actually, nothing really, but I'm trying to get a better perspective in life. I think, I have a pretty great life, so I'm trying to just be positive, you know, not let little things get to me. And,
slowly cleaning up the house, I see. A lot of you don't know, but behind us, there's this big area, and it was packed to the ceiling full of stuff. And now, you can pretty much walk around in there. Only a little bit left to do. I mean, it's amazing, like, how far you go. It doesn't feel like much, but, like, seeing it week to week, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, if you listen to like most of the major podcasts about productivity, the Marie Kondos or Jim Quicks, they say like a clean space to declutter your life because it helps like with less stress. So right now there's still a lot of stress.
But
it's
no
a lot of shit here.
it's funny because even though I'm living like the bachelor life, when I get out of my bed, I just leave it. You know how it is, because...
So you don't make your bed?
Like, I've actually just did it this past week. Every day I just made my bed, and like coming home, he's a little bit more happy, even though I don't want to admit it.
I shouldn't be talking shit because I don't make my bed.
No, who the fuck are you to judge me, damn it? But, you don't make your bed.
I'm gonna start making my bed, I guess.
Well, it only takes like a little bit of time.
Yeah,
like,
they said 3 minutes max.
Yeah, and so, but coming home and you see it, you're like, it's waiting for me, it's ready. You know, my life is all together and all set, so... I'm going to keep trying. I need to clean my house. I've been pushing it off. Like, in Japan, they do, like, winter cleaning. But, you know, us, we're at Westerners, we're all for the spring cleaning. And, I gotta...
Spring cleaning right now, man.
Oh, fuck. But it's so much. Like, you notice how much shit you have when you start cleaning.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's my update. I'm going to do some spring cleaning. I got to buy some new clothes for the new year, you know. I'm getting really excited.
You remember when you were like a little kid and like the back to school wardrobe things and getting the new pencils and shit?
Oh, I hated that shit so much. Buying clothes every year, I grow so much in a year and I could never keep anything. Any shirts I like, gotta go.
You're a fucking monster.
But you know what? I would be shopping with my family for hours and I'm like, just buy me video games.
Hey, so what? Did your parents just take you to like... Target?
No, Target didn't exist in Atwater. Not for a long.
Were you a Walmarter?
We went to the outlet mall up in Gilroy. That was one of the spots we used to hit. And then everything else was just like the Merced Mall or whatever the fuck it.
At least you didn't get hand-me-downs, man.
Who the fuck can hand me something down? like the only thing I got to wear was like my dad's clothes when I was 10. And I
was like, son, here's a belt.
I'm wearing this stuff and I'm like, oh, this fits
Pops,
well.
Pops, is that shorts? No, those are pants. Just too tall, bitch.
Oh, man. No, I hated shopping. And shoe shopping, fucking A. Hey, you want to feel like a freak? Oh, damn.
Even now, this fucker has a hard time finding shoes.
No. You guys are always, like, people are always on missions. My sister and my cousin Pam back home, they know the misery of it.
I even got my sister not looking for shoes for you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, getting a pair of, like, low-cut Adidas with the black stripes, that's so fucking hard to find.
You know, I'm just going to give you fucking shitty purple, yellow shoes.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, this is all they had.
Them doo-doo brown with like the pink stripe or something. Always the ugly shoes are in my goddamn size.
But. Yeah, but going back to school, don't you remember like always having that like not the best clothes? I'm like, shit.
I never gave a damn. Like, that was the worst part. That's probably why I'm like, I dress homeless now. I was just like, clothes are clothes. You know, I'd rather save my money and buy like electronics and stuff like that. It wasn't until college that I was like, oh wow, girls are really, really hot. I don't want to look cool so bad.
But it's funny, we were driving through Itoshima and then they had this laundry cafe.
Wow. So
even if you don't have the nicest clothes, you can have the cleanest clothes.
You get that nice laundry.
You just like go there naked, just like take off your clothes, wash it.
And your tiny whiteies.
Yeah, you can be like a good looking, good smelling homeless dude.
They got cafes for everything out here. Yeah, owl cafes, yeah. Cat cafes, net cafes. Damn, it's just, I don't know. That, but yes, I wanna upgrade my wardrobe. I've been talking to Grace, and you know, even though I just got through talking shit about my sister, she's the one I gotta shoot for. You know, because she knows how to like not make me look, you know, like I'm mentally handicapped when I get dressed. You know, I want to start wearing a lot nicer stuff. But the hardest thing, other than shoes and stuff, is haircuts. Since, you know, I'm excited to go back to America in a month or two, just for a short visit. But, God, I want to get my hair cut by a real barber, a black barber. I haven't done that in years.
Are you going to fade it and shit?
I don't even know. I want to go into the barbershop. They have a picture of all the hairstyles they do. And you can tell them, give me, like, number one or number five. Because I don't even know what they call it. So I'm excited as shit.
He's going to give you that, the Andre 3000 long haired.
Oh God, I need to cut this hair because dude, it's gonna be an incubator once summer hits.
That looks good though, man.
Yeah, you ain't gotta comb this shit in the morning. When I comb it out in the fro, it's nice, but it's just, that's too much heat, man. It just absorbs, and it's all, when it gets all humid and stuff, oh, I hate it. Just cut it off.
Yeah, right now in Japan, it is perfect, man. The weather is like, I'm serious, like if you could like live in a temperature like forever, this would be it. Like
fall or spring are always perfect. I always know that.
Yeah, but in about a month and a half, it's hell. Gonna be doo-doo.
Jeez, it's gonna be hell. And then once we hit that June through August.
Yeah, you know that fucking like where your balls stick to your leg?
For all our female listeners, I don't know how to explain
it. I don't think we have any females.
Not anymore.
Just imagine a sack. Tape to your leg.
Why are you going? That still won't make sense. The sack is part of you. Like, oh, never. Why am I going? You're making me go down this rabbit hole.
I mean, is your sack hairy though?
What? Stop. Who? No, don't give a. Shut up. God damn it. I know what the fuck to say. God damn it. Oh my God. Why do we? I'm sorry.
Anyways, go back to looking good for the next
year. Yeah, now that we're talking about testicle hair. Jesus Christ. No wonder we're down to three listeners. Oh man. No, we're upgrading everything, you know, the small details of our lives. So, and oh, I guess we should say the pictures are still coming. I think we're going to just maybe put it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Do it that way. So for those of you out there, please do not follow the cool fat guy's Instagram, because there's going to be some horrible pictures going up of us. But, yeah, it's still coming.
We're not liars, all right? We're just slow as shit.
Yeah, we've been busy as hell with everything. So, actually, oh, go ahead.
No, what's up?
I had to run in to see my doctor who did my surgery.
Yeah.
And holy shit, like, Japan has great customer service, but holy fuck, they do some dumb shit sometimes. Oh, I got so mad. I had to cancel my appointment because I had to work. And, you know, it's just a quick appointment. Like 10 minutes, I talk to the guy and I'm done. It's no medicine and stuff, but he always gives me an update on how much I should be using my arm, like what kind of stretches and stuff I should be doing. And in February, he said, by mid or end of March, you should be able to go back to the gym. So I called up the front desk to make an appointment, and they're like, oh, he's booked up all of April. And I'm like, but I'm supposed to see him every month. Like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, well, he comes in Friday. We'll call you back after we find a schedule. And guess what? No goddamn call.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, and so now I'm angry because I'm like, I waited all day for this fucking phone call. And so I tried the call and I missed the doctor. He had already left. And then I got pissed off. So a week later, I just went into the place, which was last Friday. And I talked to the people and I'm like, I don't have an appointment for today. I'm trying to make an appointment to see the doctor. And they're like, when would you like to go? And I'm like, you guys need to tell me because he's got a full schedule, doesn't he? And they're like, yeah. So when would you like to go? And I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, all right, I'd like to go today. And they're like, oh, well, we can't today. And I'm like, I know. It's like, how about next week? And they're like, And I'm like, so maybe you should tell me. And I do this with this lady for about 5 minutes. And then she tells the nurse. And this nurse comes out. And guess what she asked me?
When would you like to go?
Oh, my God. Why the fuck would you do that? And I'm like, And the doctor's in the back. I'm like, just go ask him. And they're like, but when would you like to go? And then I lost my shit. I'm like, I told you guys when I want to go, but I can't go then. So how the fuck am I going to know when do I want to go if I don't know his schedule? And they're like, we should talk to him, shouldn't we? And I'm like, exactly. It's like, I've been here 20 fucking minutes doing that. So I had to wait 30 minutes, and now I got an appointment next week. So it worked out for me, but fucking A, man. Like, and it's worse because you're getting angry and they're being so polite to you. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I just want to see my doctor. That's all.
You think it's maybe just a cultural thing? Like a cultural difference?
I think, well, just like how they apologize when it's not their fault.
Yep.
Like going to karaoke yesterday, I was like, oh, do you guys take cards? And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry, but we don't. And it's like, hey, it's cool. Like when you apologize too much, it kind of pisses me off. You know, I'm like, just be like, sorry, man. That's all. It's all good. You know, don't need to sound like you kicked me in the chest or nothing. But I don't know. It just pissed me off. I just want to see my fucking doctor.
Ugh. Yeah, but I think it might be a cultural thing, like how we're like really direct. Like, so I was watching Terrace House. Yeah, don't shit on me.
Wait. Tell for those of people who don't know what's Terrace House and what it's about.
It's not Terror House. Terrace House is pretty much a Japanese version of the real world with retarded conversations. So I was watching it and my wife, she's like, turn this shit off.
She's like,
this is retarded.
Well, what do they do? Like, what are these just like?
Basically, Mia was saying, so Mia was in here. We're all just watching it together. I was putting together some chairs. And then they're just really like indirect, you know, really polite. And they just dance around subjects, you know.
But what's the point of them in the house? Like, are they trying to win money or is this?
Nah, there's no point. It's just
they're just hanging out.
Stick three people, three guys and three girls together and see what happens.
Yeah. So you have the most passive but conversation.
Basically, this one that I'm watching because I'm late to the game is, dollar, you know, day late, dollar short. But I'm watching the Aloha State because I kind of miss home, mm-hmm. You know. And there's all these images of Hawaii and they go to all the places where I used to go and where I used to live. And basically, Mia tells me that there's this girl who's actually not Japanese who enters the show later. And she just starts calling them the shit. Like, you know, the mental shit that you guys do and then the shit talking behind my back isn't nice.
Wait, so everybody on the show is Japanese?
Kind of.
Are they speaking Japanese?
They're speaking Japanese, but Grace was giving them shit for their shitty Japanese too.
Also, some of them were like American born?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you have the Konnichiwa's and shit.
No, it's not that bad. It's not Carl or Emmett level bad.
Oh, damn. Shots fired at Emmett.
Nah, don't worry. Emmett's all good.
So they're just doing all this passive shit and some super American motherfucker just comes in and is like, fuck all y'all.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen that part yet because I'm really slowly watching TV. But I'll let you guys know about my Terrace House experience.
I know a couple buddies of ours. I know Patrick for sure. He talks about that show like it's fucking amazing. Him and some other people.
Personally, I don't give a shit what my wife thinks, but I like the show.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to watch all the teeny drama and shit. I'm like, shit.
I mean, these kids are 18 years old, dude.
See, I don't want to see no fucking young motherfuckers do that. Fucking young kids piss me off anyway. So goddamn stupid. Over here doing... it sounds like it just pissed me off. I really like this girl, but she kind of pissed me off, so I'm going to say this passively aggressive or this beta-ass shit. No, man, get out of here with that shit. I'm just angry.
Yeah, but Pat, man, if you have any comments about what I should be watching or, like, you know, that drama about the porn star, that would be awesome.
That went fucking left real quick.
No, there was some, like, you know, like they're asking, oh, so yeah, I work at a bank, and so what do you do? Yeah, I'm a porn star.
Huh. That would be an interesting conversation. You'll have to tell me about it. I don't know. Maybe if the three people listening say I should watch it, I'll give, like, one episode or one season, see how it goes.
I don't know. Right now, with like, Netflix and... actually, Disney is throwing their hat in the ring.
Disney Plus or something, right?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, they killed all their Netflix superhero shows. Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage, and Daredevil. And everyone's saying it's because they want to have their Netflix, their Disney Plus, be the reason before that. And Loki, he's getting a TV show on there and stuff. So I'm interested to see what they do, but at the rate they're going, they might overplay their shit. You know, too much superhero stuff or not enough. Like, it's all, at the most, PG-13 generic comedy kind of stuff. Whereas, you know how Deadpool, we had like a rated R thing, something fun. And with all the IPs and stuff they own, I hope there's a variety of, like, you know, something for everything. Like, there's young kid stuff, there's the generic stuff for like teens, and maybe they go like more rated R stuff because they're not canceling the two movies that Fox had in development. So the new X-Men movie is going to come out, the Dark Phoenix, whatever. And then the New Mutants, which is supposed to be like a superhero horror movie.
Yeah.
Which sounds hella fun. So they have the ability to do good, and they have definitely all the IPs. But if they do like they do with their video gaming, they might just shit on it because they just licensed it out to a crappy company. And so their video games have been taking a hit. So I don't know. I'm hoping for good stuff, but I'm not holding my breath yet.
Yeah, here's my prediction for what's going to happen. I believe that Disney is going to be a big player in the digital streaming space. And, Netflix just raised their prices from $14 to $16.99 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't know because I don't pay for shit.
That's me.
Yeah, and I'm leeching off Anthony. Because, you know, I have a paper bag.
I got four people on my account, so it's all good.
And we're all like, three of us are black.
I forgot. So, I don't know. Like, Netflix, the funny thing about Netflix is they okay, like, just the dumbest fucking movies. And when you would be working, like, me and Grace would be watching all this shit. And holy fuck, you're like, what the hell were people thinking when they made this? But it's kind of the draw, too, because it's interesting to see how crappy movies get made. Like, you're just wondering, like, who thought this was a good idea?
Yeah, but I think the good thing about it is, like, as far as variety, man, Netflix has so much variety. If you ever thought back to, like, when you first moved out of your house and you have to get cable, like, usually, like, who are the big players where you were at? Was it Comcast?
Or
was it
Time Warner?
Cox?
Cox Cable.
Yeah, Cox. God
damn it. Well, because, you know, it's all, they all make deals, so yeah, wherever you're at, you only usually have one choice.
Yeah, so that's the problem, right? So, like, with streaming and digital streaming, the good thing is you get so much variety for such a low entry level, you know, mm-hmm. which is really, really good. Apple TV is going to actually, I predict they're going to be a pretty big player as well. Like, if you subscribe to Apple TV, you get discounts on your HBO and Showtime, and I think HBO and Showtime have the best original content. Like, what did Netflix do for original content? Like, what was
Stranger Things was a big one.
Yeah, that one killed it.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, and House of Cards was really good.
Oh, yeah, until Kevin Spacey fucked that up.
Don't worry, man.
Kevin, the guy,
he can touch people. He can touch my cock if he wants.
He touched this young actor when he was like a young boy.
Why, Kevin Spacey? You don't like old cock? Come on, man. I'm cheap too.
No, nobody wants to touch you cocks.
Fuck you, Kevin Spacey.
No, but Apple and Google are actually getting into this game streaming and stuff. But the issue will be, at least in America, is the internet. Because they snuck through that net neutrality thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So they're going to be able to throttle certain websites, and there's going to be like all kinds of packages. Like it's funny because like that weird guy who's in charge of the net neutrality thing, he used to work for like a big cell phone company. And
no conflict of interest there.
Yeah, you know? And it's just like, and he's like, no, it'd be better for people. It's like, oh, you fucking idiot! No one believes that shit. So
yeah. See, the thing is, if you control the pipelines, right, then you control the game.
Well, I don't know about everywhere else, but at least when I had cable back when I lived in America, you had to get it through your
cable provider.
Your internet through your cable provider. So even if you don't get any of the channels,
you still need to have.
And they'll just start throttling stuff. Like they could throttle Netflix, you know, yeah, if they wanted. So
what do you think about like Facebook and Amazon talking about like launching balloons up in the air with satellites and free internet for people?
Big Brother is watching. Like I saw the little fake picture of that, the little Amazon blimp, and I was just like, the free internet thing would be nice, but it also is like kind of scary. Like that's the level we're moving to.
Yeah, but that's the only way you're gonna circumvent all the big cable companies, and it's kind of bullshit that these cable companies like they write these laws that has like people they can't enter like. The competition is really, really difficult for someone to enter that space. So if me and you wanted to, you know, like compete, we couldn't. Oh, because we're black and we're poor. But I'm just saying, even if we had,
forgot money, about that part.
Yeah.
No, that's the way they want it. I mean, it's the same thing with that we talked about a couple episodes ago with the airplanes. The what do you call them? The airplane company.
Collusion.
Yeah, when they're colluding, it's like. One company started charging for carry-on bags, and then everybody did it.
Yeah, I asked for a blowjob and like a hand job.
What kind of flights are you on?
Oh, that's not part of the service?
Oh my God. How do we get over here? We're talking about airplanes and shit. We were talking about Japanese customer service.
Japanese customer service, really good.
We go on some goddamn rants. we're gonna go back on track.
Okay.
So after talking to my doctor, or actually after waiting to talk to my doctor, I decided to go to the gym for the first time. Holy fuck, I am weak.
Did you see any familiar faces over there?
Dude, so I went Thursday night, and there are so many new people at our gym. Like, you got those kind of douchebag guys who have the vest on with no shirt under, and it's like halfway unzipped.
Just the nipple hiders?
Yeah, yeah, and I'm like, what the hell? There was a ton of hot chicks, and I'm like, of course. When I'm weak, I can't even lift, like, you know, 40 pounds with my right hand. And it's, oh God, I had to suck up my pride, just suck up the ego. So I did some bicep work, and I did, like, that little sitting down bench. It's like you're sitting in a chair, and then you're pushing forward like a bench, but none of the weight's on your shoulders. And on my left hand, I had 45 pounds, because I was like, and then on my right hand, I had a 10-pounder, and I was like, oh my God, it was so hard to get it up.
That's what she said.
God damn it, I knew it was coming. But no, it was nice to be back, and, you know, the people who have been there for a long time, our favorite Yakuza dude was there, and he was like, oh yeah, take your time, don't rush, don't get injured. And
I love that dude. That dude is cool, man.
Well, because he calls us out, because, like, as soon as we get fat, he doesn't. He's direct.
Yeah.
He's not on the
stomach. Pats you on the stomach. Got fat, huh?
It's so funny. He comes over and he's like, oh, haven't seen you in a while. You got fat? It's like,
yeah. Nice to see you too, bitch.
Like, what do you say to that? Merry Christmas? Shit. So it was nice though. Like, oh, I really.
Did you miss it?
I missed it a lot. But I didn't know what to do, so I was just going light. You know, like I said, I was trying to get bicep a little bit.
So how many times do you think you're going to start hitting the gym in a week?
I'm going to start going 5 times again. Like, that was... I need the stability of going at least 5 times. And I'll have, like, a 6th day for if I feel like it or if I want to do cardio or something. But that's when I was at my best. I was hitting 4 to 5 times a week. And I think because we have so much time to make up, that's the best. And as long as it's still fun. Because, like, when I went that day, it was fun. But it was, God, the new young guys, they look like such douches. And I was looking at the shit they were doing. Like, the one dude was doing an overhead press with dumbbells with 35. And he's over there grunting. And I'm like, fuck, I could do that with my left hand. And I ain't even warmed up. But I was like, I can't do it with my right. So I'm like, I'm a bitch. I felt bad. But there's a lot of new people to get to know and to talk to. But I didn't, other than our favorite yak, nobody else was in there that I knew. Oh, Rio was dipping out.
Looking good?
Yeah, fuck, that dude's changed a lot in a year and a half. And he's going to work at some female gym in Tianjin.
Wow.
So he's got it lucky. But have you hit recently?
I've been going... I'm always at day one, you know?
This is day 30 of our diet. Day one again of the gym for the fourth time.
Again, I have just a bunch of fat pictures on my phone. but yeah, it's really... I think it's really hard for me to hit my stride. Like, I think... I'm having a really hard time being consistent with anything in my life. Like, I can't even brush my teeth consistently. Fuck.
No, there's no excuse for that. You need to sit the fuck away from me. You don't have some dragon breath. Don't be melting my mic.
I can't shit consistently, too. I mean, like, nothing in my life.
We don't even hear all that, man.
I'm taking my fiber. Oh, fuck.
But, no, I think that's the other thing, too. We got to, especially now while we got a little bit of a... leeway, we should start trying to hit it together again. And we also need to find two more members before the end of the month, so...
You gave any thought about, like, what you want to do? Like, do you want to keep it?
If we can't find two more members, I'm just going to do individual contracts, because we're on a group contract, that's what it's about, and we get a discount, but...
Pretty much, Tucker just pays for everything. And chases down, like...
Where's my money? You want me... But, no, it's fun. I'm excited to go back, start riding my nice little bike more and stuff. But I also want to talk about our lovely hanami yesterday. So we went to the park to go look at the flowers, the sakura.
And yeah, we not gay bitches.
And get drunk. So Maya...
It's actually really fun.
Oh, it was. We got to see all kinds of people we ain't seen in a while. Aiko and Mari and Yuki and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was even babysitting. Shit.
Oh, he was babysitting like six kids, man. It was nuts. They were whooping your ass. But me, I woke up at the crack of 3 p.m. and showed up at 4.
Not 3 a.m., bitches. 3 p.m. Well, our friend Yuki, she had to get her ass up at 3:30 to get a spot.
Hey, I had my one-day workout, and I was still recovering two days later.
That's good, man. It's all good.
Hey, I brought a bunch of alcohol, right?
Yeah.
And, we had a very special guest there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was so like, oh, maybe I should drink this alcohol so I have a personality and don't say nothing stupid. And,
it was good seeing her, though. I enjoyed her.
Mm-hmm. Her and her little daughter coming through.
Yeah.
For those of you who have heard my stories before, our favorite hiking girl was there. It was our first anniversary of, like, hanging out with you. Yeah,
shout out to Naomi.
So
Naomi, for listening, we're not talking any shit. We're just talking about you.
I'm sober, so we ain't gonna talk no shit. But
I had a good time. I'm glad you came out, Naomi. It was really good fun. I really enjoyed taking care of your
Irie. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we went to Hanami, so I showed up about 4 p.m., started drinking about 4:05, had nothing to eat, then we all went to karaoke and drank some fucking more, and oh my god, why the fuck did we go to karaoke with people who can sing?
Yeah, that's bullshit. If you can sing, don't go with me and Anthony, all right?
Yeah, I know. Like, I think we should have just fought him. We got three of...
We should have two rooms.
No, we had four. At least four or five people there that were just really good at singing. And literally singing opera songs. Like, who the fuck does that? You know, we're over here trying to sing like some old school 90s songs, and then we got like Phantom of the Opera coming on.
Yeah, we're all like, shake that ass. And they're all like, the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, we can't sing for shit, so we got to play that game, and I didn't give a fuck. I was so drunk at the end of the night.
Yeah, but going to karaoke with like, and karaoke is karaoke, if you American listeners, right?
Oh, are you trying to enunciate correctly?
No, if you go to karaoke with people, like, if the group's larger than...
Five, I'd say.
If the group's larger than 10, you probably shouldn't sing more than 3 songs, 4 songs. Some people, man, they just put songs.
You're talking about those Jets from New York back in the day. I remember that.
Whose song is this? It's mine. Whose song is this? It's mine. It's
mine. If you got like three songs in a row, you just like, that's like not sharing the joint. Like, yeah, puff, puff, pass, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's some bad karaoke etiquette, you know.
No, but it was good fun. But yeah, I don't want to drink for a very long time. Oh, I was so just destroyed.
Yeah, and so hence, everyone, if you're wondering how our diets are going, you never have to worry about Fukuoka Fat Guy's name ever changing.
Well, it was also, we also have like our resident cook right now.
Who's, oh yeah, shout out to
Mia, one of the best cooks ever. And she, in the past week, we've had tacos. We had chicken fingers. We had, what else?
We just had some chili right
now. Lasagna, yeah. Chili. Like, the stuff she's cooking, like, and you can't say no. I mean, we can. We're just not.
I had lots of cookies, spam musubi.
Oh, God, I love spam musubi. I got to eat some yesterday. That was the only food I had eaten. It was because all the kids were stepping in the goddamn food. I don't want to eat no potato chips with, like, kids feeding it and shit.
Toe jam's a jam.
Uh-uh, fuck that. But no, actually, my idea is to get me a part of this. Like, until she moves, we should see if she'll help us prep food, because she's a fucking monster in the kitchen. She can cook some good stuff, so we can get some nice chicken breast that not taste like cardboard. I'm pretty much down.
All right, let's ask her then. Get her on board with the meal prep thing.
Hell yeah.
See how that goes.
Yeah, and then we can start filming that and putting that up too. So, oh, God, let us know what you guys think. They're just going to be like, where are your pictures at? Why aren't you guys going to post your pictures? Where's the bikinis? Just, why the fuck did you do that? Like, why did you? This is why we can't grow the goddamn channel.
What all I'm trying to figure out is why people want to see it. I just thought people would be like, yuck. Gross.
It's a metaphor of like Medusa. They're going to see us in the bikinis and just turn to stone and shit.
It's like the train wreck. No one can look away.
See, that's why I was like, why did you offer a train wreck? Because I'd want to see a fucking train wreck.
I think I look pretty good in a bikini, man.
Oh, God. Well, you're all done with that. Go ahead. I don't give a fuck. I ain't doing it.
But, I'm on.
But no, the other thing is like, because we could, if we wanted to, we could go fucking stupid and lose, what, like 10 pounds in a week or in a month or so?
Yeah, 10 pounds a month is really easy. It's easy to do.
But it'll rubber band. Like, that's, right? That's the, or we could lose more than that, but that's the stuff that'll rubber band. Like, if it depends on how we lose the weight. That's the issue.
Well, basically, if you aren't willing to do this forever, whatever method you're going to choose, you're gonna slip back. The weight's gonna come back, right? You're gonna rubber band some way. So what we're trying to do is just slowly make some changes so that it's realistic and that we can make small changes towards a better, you know, a better way of life.
And also not get injured again.
Yep.
So that's why we want the professional cook to help us out. At least to teach us, because goddamn, she cooks some good shit.
Yeah.
But no, if we can like just buy bags and bags of chicken breasts, because if it's made, I'll eat it. If I gotta cook it though, that's when my mind starts playing tricks on me. It's like, come on, fatty, open up, man, that Uber Eats app.
You're rich, man, it must be nice like to have like a professional chef on. Here's how many calories I want to eat. How many grams of protein? Can you make this for me?
Yeah, didn't The Rock, he eats like what, like mahi mahi or something? Or?
Yeah, something like that.
And like it's pre cut for him, like into bite sized pieces, so he doesn't even have to like cut it and chew very hard. It's just put it in his mouth and just kind of swallow. I'm like, fuck, man, that's amazing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not The Rock. We don't look as good as The Rock.
Yet.
And we're as fat as five rocks.
Stay Puft. that monster from Ghostbusters.
Yep. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I don't know. Well, we'll see how it goes, but oh, man. It's hard because I got to swallow a lot of pride to get back to where I was. You have to imagine, like, my best deadlift was, what, 525 pounds. And bench pressing, I think we maxed out at 315.
Yep.
And my squats have always been shit. I got chicken legs. But I think, what was it, 405? That's as far as I want to go. I get, like, hella scared squatting. But now, I'm going to, like, 10 pounds on my right arm, like, I don't know, swallowing pride and, like, taking care of my ego and shit like that, that's fucking hard for me. Like, I hate that shit. I always want to I don't know. My ego gets the best of me. I have way too much pride. It's like my cardinal sin.
Oh, yeah. But pride is really hard, too. Like, I mean, even when you first came over today, right? Like, I was trying to put on the new TV stand, and, like, already this TV and this stupid soundbar bracket was causing me some stress, right?
He has an amazing, what, 65-inch?
Yeah, something like
that. He's got a 65-inch fucking TV, and it's gorgeous. And he has a soundbar, which is a speaker that's just a long bar, like a speaker bar. And they bought a bracket to attach it. And I get over and he's like, hey, you gotta help me attach the new bracket. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, Grace said the other one looked like shit. And I was like, all right. And it took about 45 minutes, an hour, maybe a little bit over an hour. But yeah. I mean, it looks amazing now.
Yeah, but the way I did it in the beginning was, you know how you can't, when you don't step away from something, you think you know how to do something. You have tunnel vision, and you don't do things correctly, or you only do things one way. But when there's many different ways to do something, unless you can look at it objectively, or someone else can show you out of the box how it could be done, and that's what my wife did. She's like, take the thing down, and then
for the third or fourth time.
So for the 40th time, I took the fucking 65-inch TV off the stand.
I helped.
Yeah, but like, even before Tucker was here, I had to like do that by myself.
By yourself?
Like, not by myself, but with other people, and like it was just a pain in the ass. But basically, she looked at it super logically, and
took her like 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes, and then it was exactly how it should have been, and I was like, yep, you're right. But the whole time she was trying to do it, I was just pouting like, you don't know what you're doing. You're stupid. And then after a while, I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, this is a good way.
Now I understand.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass.
I don't say shit. That's how I learn.
Just shut his mouth.
I just watch. I'm like, okay, just tell me what I need to do. You know, if I know what's going on, I came midway. So I was like, I'm going to just shut the fuck up and see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty dumb. So.
No, I can't say anything because I've been told, like, I already know, I'm petty. I've told people on this goddamn podcast, I'm fucking petty. In fact, when I was going home last night, we were talking about, like, a couple of my bad dates back in the day. And it was, you know, I've had women who I ask out and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't date you. You know, I'm interested in this other guy. And then I'm like, all right, sucks for me, but okay. And then, after they get rejected by the other guy, they're calling me up. They're like, so, now that I've been dumped, I'll holler at you. And I'm like, fuck that. I was like, you said no, I'm good. There's no emotional attachment, so I'm moving on. Like, I ain't gonna be nobody's fucking sloppy seconds kind of plan B bullshit. You know, if there's no emotion contact connected with it. And some people say that's petty. I'm like, hell no. I just have pride in myself.
Do you still put it in?
Shut up, man. God damn it. You already know who's listening. Hi, Ma. Don't listen to Carl's part.
Yes. Do you still put it in?
God damn it. I'm not going to answer that right now. Nah. The next time I drink alcohol and get fucking wasted, oh, God. Oh, I just remembered last night. Oh, I drank way too much.
Like, actually, you're not the only one who drank too much.
Oh, I heard. We had some hella people. Yeah, who was it? Yoko's birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we met this new chick, Yoko, and her family, and
that girl can sing. I don't know. I don't ever want to go. I mean, Yoko, you're cool and all. Happy birthday. But I don't ever want to go karaoke with
you. You guys can kick rock. No, next time I think I'm just gonna start singing as bad as I can to. Oh God, what's the word I want to say? Just to get back at him. There was a
retaliate.
No, it's not retaliate. Just to fuck it, I don't care. Damn it.
Everyone, you can just tell Tucker I was right.
It's not that. Just to get even, just to
retaliate.
No, see, now you're just gonna make me think of retaliate. God damn it, never mind. Fuck. I watched The Green Book today.
Ah, seriously? How was that?
It was interesting. It's another take on race relations and stuff. But you know, it's funny how like people just stop being racist so quick. And through a movie, beginning of the movie, this Italian dude's like throwing out all these slurs, calling like black people eggplants or something. And I'm like, as he called them eggplants in Italian, the only thing I thought of was like the eggplant emoji. like people talking about sex. Like it's the standing for a dick pic. And I was like, huh, black people are dick pics? Like what the fuck? But at the end of the movie, he's like, hey, don't be calling black people that. And I'm like, huh. I understand this movie takes place over 2 months, but I was just like, eh. It's still better than La La Land. I fucking hate that movie. That was the dumbest fucking movie ever.
Shout out to Emma Stone.
Fuck no, she can kiss my ass. Tell her ass to go home. Who was the other guy?
Ryan
Gosling. Oh god, yeah. Fuck that shit. Movies are stupid.
Be better than the guy.
No, that's why superhero movies do so well. Because we already know they're stupid. Instead of these other ones that try and kiss Hollywood's ass.
Nah, I actually think superhero movies are actually pretty interesting. And what did you think about Marvel's new movie, like Breaking the Internet?
Which one? Captain Marvel?
No, they opened the pre-sale for
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, Endgame.
That doesn't mean shit. That happened when Star Wars Episode 1 happened.
No, these guys fucking shut it down. Fandango crashed the internet.
That always happens. Like, when a new fucking nerd movie comes out, we get hype, we buy all the tickets. I'm just glad we don't have to do that shit out here. We can buy day one.
People didn't have internet. Like, the fucking networks all went down. Like,
yeah, no, it's not. The movie's gonna be fun, but I mean, the comic came out in the 70s. I got a good idea of what's about to happen. So, I don't know. I'm excited to see it, but you know, there was people on eBay trying to sell tickets for like $1,000.
Yeah, because everyone wants them.
Like, fuck that. It ain't worth that. Wait a week. You know, shit. It's more of the spoiler culture. You know, fools on the internet posting all this shit, you know. Oh, man, I just saw this movie yesterday, and the guy was dead the whole time. And it's like, you should be able to chop those motherfuckers in the throat. But other than that, you know, especially living in Japan, sometimes we got to wait months. So I'm just like, eh. You know, it's just hype. It's the same thing. We're going to see it when we see it, you know. They're like, Captain Marvel did great. It's made $1 billion total. And I'm like,
how was that movie anyway?
Nah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. It took place in the 90s, but you didn't get really that feel except like you saw a blockbuster. Like, that was it. They had Blockbuster, and then they had a couple of 90s songs. But other than that, it just looked like it could have been any time. But
I want to check that movie out, though.
Yeah, we can go watch it before. You got to watch it probably before this new thing just to get all the little stuff. But no, I'm excited for Endgame, but I'll see it when I see it, you know. So, you know, every fucking nerd movie breaks the internet. I think that the last one I saw that did that was Lord of the Rings.
So actually, Lord of the Rings, like, people didn't have internet around the world? Like,
not around the world, but I mean, like, crashing the sites and stuff and selling out.
No, I'm talking about, like, people having no internet.
No, yeah. Nah, the worst movie I saw was in Vegas. I saw Episode 3. And I got, like, some VIP tickets to see it, like, opening night. And there was this big fucking fat nerd in there. And he talked through the whole fucking movie.
Was he going,
he was like, every time Yoda came on the screen, he was like, booger! And I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. And it was like, but I got free tickets, so how mad can you really get?
I'm surprised people didn't, like, tell the guy to shut up, though.
I don't know. This was before I started working at my nightclub, because I became an asshole after I worked there, so me now, I probably would have cussed his ass out, but man, then I was just rolling my eyes every time the man breathed. I was just like, fuck that. But no, it's going to be interesting. We'll see. But before we finish up today, I wanted to talk about the Yale kids, the kids who got into the colleges, you know, because their parents paid for them.
Basically just cheating, buying their way in.
Bulldozer parents are what they call them. They just bulldoze, they take down any sort of obstacles their kids have, and, you know, just pave the way for them. But Vice, the news organization, they interviewed Yale students, and they had 3 from lower income families and 3 one percenters, and it was just really interesting. Like, the lower class people, they were like, it's funny because going here, the rich kids pretend to be middle class, and the poor kids pretend to be middle class, you know, because they don't want to be either looked up to or looked down on, you know. And she's like, it isn't until like spring break where you get to see how rich some of the students are, because they're going to like private islands for spring break and shit like that. But the rich kids who were in there were way more like hard on how things were than I expected. They were like, oh yeah, you know, they're one kid said what the people did was okay because people buy buildings anyway. You know, they're like, you're bribing one way or the other. And this other kid was like, any sort of monetary exchange for the education is bullshit. And I was like, damn. And they were like, well, how did you get in? And they're like, I'm a legacy student. And I was like, fuck, man. And they're like, what, how do you feel about that? And they're like, it's bad, but they're like, but of course I'm going to exploit it. It's my life, right? I was like, oh, you got to give them props for that, you know?
Yeah, at least they're honest about that shit, you know?
But it was nuts because just one of the rich kids, he was just going in. He was like, even legacy things, he says is bullshit. Even though that's how he got in, he's like, I still know that I studied hard. And he was like, even if they paid for tutors, like, you know, for those private tutors who are like $2,000 and stuff, I don't know if it's a month or whatever, but they're like, they for him, that's cheating. And I'm like, fuck, like, how was he supposed to get into these hard-ass schools? But
well, that's the whole thing about life, man. I'm just going to give you drop a little bit of knowledge on you
all. Oh, God, we're going to drop a beat, too?
Ready?
No, just...
Well, no. No, seriously, though, like, all I know is life isn't fair.
And that's what they said, too, which I gave them props for. It's like, it's not fair.
Yep.
So do you take advantage of everything you have to...
Fuck yeah. Exactly. Here's what I know. If you aren't cheating, you aren't trying. Fuck you all, bitches. Peace out.
Oh, God. Well, I guess we'll catch y'all next week. Peace.
Cheers.
Oh, God. We're going to hell.